This is the VOA Special English Health Report. The World Health Organization says alcohol abuse is the third leading cause of death and disability in the world. A new WHO report says the harmful use of alcohol kills 2.5 million people a year. And officials say action is needed to reduce the problem. The WHO released the Global Status Report on Alcohol and Health 2011 last week. The report shows young people at risk. It says 320,000 people between the ages of 15 and 29 die yearly from alcohol-related causes. That is 9% of all deaths in that age group. Shekhar Saxena is director of the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse at the World Health Organization. He says alcohol is responsible for 1/3 of the deaths among young people in some parts of the world.
Consumption and harmful effects of alcohol are increasing in developing countries, particularly in Africa and Asia, which have less powerful regulations and which have less health services available.
The World Health Organization report finds that 6% of all male deaths worldwide are related to alcohol. This is true in only 1% of female deaths. The report says 1 in 5 men die from alcohol-related causes in the Russian Federation and neighboring countries. There are 4 main causes of alcohol-related death. Injury from car accidents or violence is 1. Diseases like cirrhosis of the liver, cancer, heart, and blood system diseases are the others. The WHO report says alcohol abuse also adds to the development of 200 other diseases. However, the majority of people in the world are not alcohol drinkers. The report says in 2005, almost half of men and 2/3 of women did not drink alcohol at all. Dr. Saxena says people who are dependent on alcohol live 10 years less on average than those who do not have the problem.
I think a large proportion of what we are talking about, the 2.5 million deaths, are in the age groups of people who should not die at that age. So these are premature deaths. Majority of that is below the age of 60, actually.
The WHO has a plan to reduce the harmful use of alcohol. It includes raising taxes on alcohol, reducing the number of places to buy alcohol, and raising the drinking age. Officials say other measures include effective drunk driving laws and banning some alcohol advertising. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver, with reporting by Lisa Schlein. What are the drinking laws and traditions where you live? You can answer on our website, voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Bob Doty.